Hi, I'm Zoe Cetus, and today I'm joined in the studio with Texas and Travis DeVries, two Gamilaroi brothers who use their 80,000 years of knowledge and channel it into a modern-day agony aunt comedy podcast, Bro Originals. Hello, Travis and Texas, how are you?
Hello!
Hey!
We're great!
Yeah, we're good.
So who's the oldest?
Yeah, I'm the oldest brother. I'm the big brother. Yeah.
Big bro by how many years?
By 1.5 years.
Oh, so you're quite close.
Yeah, in years. Yeah. Oh, wow, this is turned.
This is a therapy session now.
Yeah.
Have you guys always gotten along well?
Yeah, well, when we were younger.
Why the pause?
Hesitation moment.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure. We never fought, ever. Definitely didn't break your nose once.
We were super close, but like when, you know, brothers and families and stuff, like there's always a bit of friction, but it's like super, you can laugh through it years later when someone tells me about the time he broke me nose.
How did you break his nose? I'm very curious.
Oh, really? It was all actually his fault.
It's
he
not
picked
really
me
a
up.
Good story.
He picked me up and was attacking me. So I broke his nose. Teenage boys.
I may have gone to headbutt him, and
I warned him.
Moved his face, and my nose hit the top of his head.
I was like, "Do that
so
again."
Really, he headbutted me.
Right.
You
so
headbutted my
collision.
Head.
So really, I broke my own nose
on my hard skull.
That's awesome.
Violence is never the answer.
Yeah. No. Aside from that, best friends. Hey.
Yeah.
Best buds. So whose idea was it to start the podcast?
I don't know. We'd both sort of been discussing that we wanted to do podcasts. Yeah, like we weren't really sure of what type of show we wanted to do, and Trav came up with this idea. So,
yeah, it just kind of came naturally. We were playing online games together, and we were just mucking around and making other people we were playing with in a big team laugh. And it was like, all right, let's start recording this sort of stuff. You know, and it's I think like. Having the like banter that we naturally kind of have as brothers really helps. Before that I was the producer for a podcast at the Opera House, so I just took those skills and brought them to this.
Skills and bants, that's all it took.
Yeah. Skills, bants and bros.
Hey, yeah, that's going to be our new tagline.
Like yeah.
I've really been enjoying listening to your podcast.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I'm a bit of a fan. One word that you guys use a lot in your podcast is wuggle. Can you explain to us what a wuggle is?
Ooh, over to you, Trav.
So wuggle is not anything involved with J.K. Rowling. It's a separate Bro Originals trademarked IP. A wuggle is a non-Aboriginal, non-Indigenous person. Basically, it came out of some white people on Twitter not being wanted to be called white people anymore. They came up with the name of people of light. And I was like, no, you don't get to choose your own name. And also, people of light sucks. You guys are wuggles. So it's just kind of stuck and become like our own little kind of in-joke that people, yeah. You know, and wuggle, like in the word, just the word itself is so like disarming, you know, they're like a teddy bear now. Like instead of, you know, a white person being a scary thing, they're like, we've totally disarmed them.
They're just a wobbly little wuggle now. Which doesn't stop the odd wuggle from getting offended by that terminology, but that's, you know, that's what we're here for, to offend some people, not everyone.
Yeah.
What you talked about in your last podcast was people getting offended by this term of calling someone white. Do you think that there will be a time when this does actually eventuate?
Oh, totally. I'm like waiting for the like court case where colonizer becomes like debated in whether it's a slur or whether it's not. Part of the like Anti-Discrimination Act.
Something that I'm quite interested in is that there's been a lot of chat in the queer community about the emotional labour of explaining sort of your existence to straight people. Do you guys feel this sort of emotional labour, or do you feel it's your responsibility to explain to white people?
I don't personally think it's a responsibility that I carry at all. I totally get drained by having to do it all the time, especially like now that we're always connected online and like always have to you know, you might say something in a comment section and suddenly, like, you're piled on by a whole lot of people. Like, you need to back that up with evidence. Like, you know, actually, I'm just over here enjoying my, like, steak and three veggie. Man, it's... I think we were talking about that in the last episode, like, how I've actually had, like, a lot of depression, kind of, or not necessarily full-blown depression, but, like, light depression from that sort of thing and, like, existing within working in organizations and that sort of having to be an Aboriginal person and explain. Yeah. In terms of our show, I think if Wuggles want to listen to it, they should, but we're not going to spend the time explaining to them. And I think, like, in the same with the queer community, like, you're allowed to have your own language and your own in-jokes and your own, like, structures, and you don't have to sit there and explain it to normies. you know, if they want to study it, they should go back 100 years and become anthropologists then, and, like, screw that. Like, we're not, you know, we're not zoo animals.
Yeah, we're not here to explain anything to anybody. That's, you know, it's not our thing. Like, people want to go and look stuff up and do that stuff, go hard, but yeah.
Absolutely. And I think it's, in today's age, we have the internet. We have, everything's there for people to look it up.
Yeah,
it shouldn't
just
always
use some Dr. Google or Dr. Google Scholar, because that's a lot more
informative. I really hate the idea of, like, people, like, different subsects of society being museum pieces for the majority of society, which isn't even a majority. Anyway, let's get off this topic, because it's supposed to be a comedy podcast.
It's not real.
I always like to finish off a bit of a sweet one, if that's all right. What advice, if any, would you give to your younger selves?
That's something.
You know, you go through the normal ones, like, just be better, be kinder to yourself.
Yeah, just,
and,
be better.
Yeah, get good. Like, don't go out that night and do all of that tequila and end up crying on the street later at night. Don't do that. In serious advice, I would probably say, like, just be at home with who you are earlier on, and don't apologize for it ever. Because I think, like, when I was younger, I definitely wasn't at home within my own body. And yeah, I would prefer to see me bloom into the beautiful flower that I am now earlier.
I don't know if I would give myself too much advice for change, because I wouldn't really want to change anything, because we learn from all our mistakes and all the things that we've gone through in our life experiences. So it'd be tough for me to go back and say, don't do this or don't do that, even though I've done plenty of stuff I shouldn't have done. But
thanks for joining me today.
Loved it. This was fun.